The Two, written by Will Carver and read by Richard Aspel and Nikki Paul. I knew this was coming. I knew 7 weeks ago when the fifth body was found in the undergrowth to mark the coming of summer. I knew it last night while I slept. While the two performed another merry dance, banging their drums, rolling their wheels, tormenting me with their mysterious messages in the room where the smiling man once stood. That dark, endless room in my mind where my subconscious is invaded by intuitive visions, cryptically pointing me towards the solution to my investigation. I knew this was coming, and still I couldn't stop it. When I arrive, Paulson is talking to a fireman I don't recognise, a cigarette hanging from his top lip, oblivious to the sudden irony of his habit. An ambulance is parked on the curb, the back doors flung open. I pull up nearby and take a moment to collect myself. My sergeant tilts his head, acknowledging my arrival, and motions for me to come over. I scratch around my neck, pulling the uncomfortable shirt collar away from my skin. It's a humid, sticky day. Heaving myself out of the musty car, I push the door shut, trapping in the stench of scotch and insomnia, and amble over to the live crime scene. "Too late," I ask, deflated, arriving in the midst of conversation, my hands in my pockets. "Chief Archer, this is D.I. David." Paulson takes care of the formalities. "He's the lead investigator on this case." I sense the high-ranking fireman judging me on my appearance. I see him look me up and down as though I have just emerged from a doorway and asked him for money to get into a shelter for the night. He doesn't even realise he's doing it. Paulson, of course, picks up on his behaviour and cocks me a knowing glance. Archer turns to survey the building and, behind his back, I mouth the words, "Where's Stringer?" to Paulson, inquiring about our usual fire department contact. He shrugs his shoulders and makes a shape with his lips that says, "Gone." Archer is new and clearly out to impress. "A fire was called in about 15 minutes ago," the chief relays authoritatively, looking up at one of the windows on the block in front of us. "Anonymous call." Paulson flicks through the notes in his own pad and looks up at the same window. I keep my attention on Chief Archer, staring up at his 6'5" frame, mesmerised by his hefty moustache jumping up and down with every word. "It's contained now. Made to look like some kids were messing around with candles or squatters making trouble. But obviously it's not." Now he looks directly at me. "Seems to me it's that guy you haven't managed to catch yet." I don't know what to say. He's right.